As I mentioned back in the introduction to this book, you know, some of these videos are going to be presented in two ways. One with me at my usual workbench using my normal tools, and the other one on the kitchen table using the student level tools. You know, it's not fair just to show you the videos with just the professional equipment. It makes more sense to show, you know, something that's going to match what you're going to experience. So these videos, as I wrote here, were taken in Canada when I was over there for a family reunion. I gave my brother the camera, and as I'd done on my mother's kitchen table, and away we went. But because I didn't have all my real gear there, I ended up in the same situation that actually you're going to be in as a beginner. You're going to be faced with, it's not quite working here. Now what do I do? And this video is a perfect example of this. It turned out that we didn't have any of this, what do you call it? It's a non-stick mat. You know, you put down the table and put something on top of it that so it won't slide. Under the rug, you might use this sort of stuff. Of course, that's perfect for when you're banging with your chisel. And we didn't have any in the house that day. And it's raining or something. We didn't want to go out, so whatever. Dave says, come on, let's just do it anyway. Let's do it this way. So as you can see in this video, I start banging, and the block, of course, starts sliding across the table. My brother complains he can't keep the video camera focused on my blade, and we're jawing back and forth about this. So I went to the kitchen and got a towel and dampened it and threw the wet towel under the block, and that helps quite a bit. But you'll see still as you watch this video that there's a number of places where the block is, slide. But maybe that's okay. It makes it a bit more realistic to show how an amateur does it. Is that okay?